The Mutzig Fort was built by German Kaiser Wilhelm II at the very end of the 19th century to protect Strasbourg, the capital of Alsace. By 1914, the start of the First World War, it was the biggest fort in Europe, housing 8,000 German troops. After the end of the war, it was handed over to the French army. Today, it's a memorial site in France on the border with Germany. Rebecca Burgtort is a tour guide there. She sees a lot of school groups come through, but also individuals.
Especially those people who knew their grandparents were in war and touched a little bit themselves in this history.
Burgtort is German. She says the French interest in war sites like the Mutzig Fort is different from what she's used to.
In Germany, often they're a little bit ashamed. They have a different feeling. Of course, it's also very important in Germany, and we are learning about this a lot at school. But it's a difference if you are on the winner's side or on the loser's side.
Emilie Renault works for the tourist office in Molsheim, the closest city to the fort, and also not far from the Natzweiler Struthof, a German concentration camp built in France during the Second World War. Renault says there's an increased interest in these sites.
Because people discover, little by little, the importance of the war.
She herself has gone to the concentration camp to better understand her own past.
I wanted to imagine a little the suffering of these people, because I cannot forget this person. Built the world where I live today.
The French Defense Ministry has called this kind of tourism memory tourism, a concept that Guillaume Pichard says is relatively new.
Each region has traces of the past.
Pichard is in charge of memory tourism for the Defense Ministry, which directly manages military cemeteries and 9 national memorial sites around the country. It also helps regions with their own sites. Locally, Pichard says there's an economic incentive to maintain them.
It's a market for them. In tourism, there is attractive activities behind these terms. And for the region, it's economically important.
Over 7 million people visited war memorial cemeteries and other memory tourism sites in 2013, and the sector brings in over 45 million euros a year. This varies by region, of course. In Normandy in the north, Allied troops landed on its shores during the Second World War, and the beaches and military cemeteries there are a big draw.
The economic aspect of this tourism for Normandy is really, really important.
That's Arnaud Feuillet, who works for the Caen Memorial.
Caen was devastated by the bombings during the summer 1944, and that's why the memorial was created there.
He says memory tourism is a mixed blessing.
A lot of cities were completely destroyed and a lot of people died. So when people say, oh, you're lucky you have money because you had the landing in your region, it's not that easy.
Normandy has a particular draw for foreigners, those whose parents or grandparents were killed during the war and buried in France.
American people, for them, it's really important to remember the guys who were killed in Normandy.
Foreigner tourists are very, very interested by the military cemetery which are in France.
Guillaume Pichard of the Defense Ministry says that French people are a little less focused, as there are over 250 military cemeteries around the country. So developing memory tourism for a French audience means making it local, more personal. For tour guide Rebecca Burgtort, visiting these sites is about memories, but it's also about something bigger. The memorial at the Mutzig Fort in Alsace is a Franco-German project, which she says has a specific goal to de-glorify war.
To show the circumstances for the soldiers at this time, it was horrible.
So that maybe it doesn't happen again.
I think if you tell the people that war is not good, that you have to try to bring the nations together, be friendly to each other. For me personally, I have the feeling in the end of the day that I did something good. It's just a very small step, but it's something.
For Radio France International, I'm Sarah Elsis.